I'd say you'd have to be a pretty good shot if you threw a lead
rock across any lake around here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just wondering how you'd
have
say.
A pretty good arm.
Other than saying all the way across, do you have any?
Went clear across, I'd probably say.
Now, rich black soil is generally called what?
Black loam.
And a low-lying grassland that you might use for pasture?
Meadow.
Now, you mentioned a marsh a while ago. Do you have any other names for a wet area?
Swamp. In some localities, they'd call it a bayou, maybe. But this would be just more or less a swamp, yeah.
Now, what do you call different kinds of streams in the area? I'm interested in the ones clear down from the sides that come right out of a spring. They're a
creek.
How about coming right out of a spring?
Well, I think you'd call that a creek.
Uh-huh.
First, we term now back through the farm here, there's a dredge ditch. It's a man-made dredge ditch, but a lot of people call it a creek.
Uh-huh.
And but a creek is the term for creek is a natural, mm-hmm. natural.
Would you say that's everything from the spring clear up to a river?
Creek, yeah, I think it would be.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides this.
My version of it, anyway.
Besides this dredge ditch, what other streams are there in the neighborhood with creeks?
Well, there's no creeks, and whether you can just rightly call people call these dredge ditches creeks, but I don't think they are could be rightly termed that because they're man-made. They're
uh-huh.
But if
well, what stream? What river?
Pine Creek. There is some creeks in this locality that I know of that are possibly a natural drainage course, but there's nothing but the Yellow River here. It all drains into the Yellow River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are there names for these smaller ones?
No, not mm-hmm. that I know of.
What do you call a high section of land? Hill?
Hill, no.
How about a bigger one?
Well, you'd call that a bluff, but you wouldn't run that into this country.
Uh-huh. Or even a bigger one?
Well, where my mother's folks is from in Minnesota, the town of Rolling Stone is down in a valley.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go out of that valley on the what they call the bluffs, and you can go for miles and miles up on these hills and get out of, and your towns is built in the valley. I don't know you would that be any good to you or not.
Well, I'm thinking of a rise in the land that's even much bigger than a hill or a
well it'd only be a wouldn't you wouldn't I wouldn't have anything that I never could see that myself. I've heard my dad and mother talking about the bluffs in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
but I never could visualize them. But I've been out there a couple times, and after you're there, maybe your road runs down through the valleys here, and then another road winds up there and goes up on the hills, and then you're on the what they call the bluffs, and for miles there, it's just farmland. Big farms up on there,
yeah.
And I never could.
Well, where I was trying to get you to say is mountain.
Mountain, yeah. Well, of course we're not in the mountainous region
yeah.
here.
Yeah.